Hello, every one of you out there. Yeah, this is Enetes Radio, and I'm David Oshin, your host on this wonderful broadcast today. Basically, today I want to talk about the state of affairs of the nation, and as touching specifically the gospel of Jesus Christ, of which we are concerned. You know, Enetes Radio is actually a station for gospel addicts, so we are restricted to gospel because we believe it's a platform by which we reach out to the world, to a dying world, and we try as much as possible to broadcast the truth to people so people can be liberated, because we know that it's only the truth that sets free. The Bible tells us that you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. So, you know, we try as much as possible to investigate and bring forth the truth. No, and sometimes it actually interferes and with what people believe, because people are actually seeing all they know on social media as the truth. So when we come with some facts and they're trying to feel, okay, where did guys get these things from? Is it like they're trying to cause chaos or something like that? No. So what we do actually is we try to, you know, bring the truth from a scriptural point of view and even from the relevant, you know, sources, because Enetes Radio, we deal with gospel messages, we talk about, you know, music also, and sometimes we have shows like this where we talk about the truth about what's happening, what people believe and what's really happening. So for me, I've been disturbed about the trend of events because I've been trying to see some things, trying to ask some questions on them. It's like I'm not getting relevant answers from what I've been asking. I've been asking some questions and everybody's looking at me with this kind of smug look. Hey, what's wrong with you? What are you thinking? And things like that. Are you not? And things like that, you know. They're not actually saying it because probably, you know, Brother David, we respect him and something like that. But, you know, you could get it from their kind of attitude, their look and their, you know, on your faces, and even when you minister to them through different platforms, you can see the response. They just, you try to, you know, you can even read it without even them talking. So, but I've been asking my questions, and I've received some answers. I've not gotten any satisfactory answer concerning these questions. And what are my questions? I know you are eager to know what they are now. Of course, I'm talking about the situation of the coronavirus, the COVID-19, called the novel COVID-19, which began in Wuhan, China. And then, like President Trump would say, is a China virus. Like, I don't know, but I believe that's a good definition to it, Chinese virus. Okay, because the more we look at it, the more we see the fact there are some facts that corroborate with the truth that that is an engineered virus. And if I'm going to look at it scientifically, and looking at it from the natural perspective, scripture perspective, I'm going to look at comparing this scientific, scriptural, biological perspective, just try to integrate everything. Let me see how well I'm able to come to a point where you'll be able to understand with me that we need to actually check this thing intrinsically to see that hope we are not being deceived, hope we are not being pushed in the wrong direction, hope we are not having a decoy operation here. People are actually shifting us in one direction, whereas they can get enough time to do, you know, there are some things that we don't even know what they are doing. So let me not talk too vaguely, let me just be very plain here now. The coronavirus issue for me is looking like something is not clear about it. I'm starting with the fact that, you know, the Chinese people, the virus broke out in China, and it was said to have broken out by November or something, but we knew about it around January, then intense in February and March, it was just all over the world. So there is something about this virus that doesn't make sense, it doesn't add up, it doesn't tally. First, they told us it's coronavirus. Now, coronavirus is not a new virus. From what I even know concerning elementary biology, we know that coronavirus is in even the modern biology, it's in the biology textbook. And since the virus, a virus is from the beginning part of biology, we learned that a virus is in a crystalline form. It's neither living nor non-living, so it is actually in a crystal form. So that means the characteristic of a virus is that a virus cannot live without having an host, because it's a parasite, so it lives in the body of the host and it derives its nutrients, derives all that it needs for survival inside the body of the host. So that means a virus cannot live outside on a material like this, probably on the table or probably on money or things like that. The virus cannot survive there more than some seconds. Yeah, because just like the HIV immune virus, it's, you know, the blood, once it touches the surface, after some time it's gonna die off. So virus cannot, no matter how strong it is, survive. But now, if we understand what they've been telling us about this coronavirus is said to be able to live on materials up to 6 to 8 hours, and that is strange. So that tells you that that is not a virus. Now, and they said it's contagious, it's airborne, of which they've refuted it as no longer airborne, but it's actually through the sneezing. They say when a person sneezes, the particles of the sneeze can, if when inhaled by someone else, can bring the person can be attacked by the virus, and it takes about 14 days for it to manifest. So a person that has coronavirus will not know until probably around 14 days after, before you can begin to see some symptoms or things like that. So for me, all of these things look vague, because number one, it's not a virus, and number two, it has some characteristics of a bacteria, and not the bacteria, not the virus, so it's in between. And that tells me that this virus looks like it was engineered, it looks like it was created. Because now, that's why most of the scientists who have been working on it have not been able to have a particular cure for this, because they will just believe, let us use this to study the body of the patient. Probably they use the autopsy of the patient to now study the people and see what actually to see, try and develop a vaccine or something like that. Because now it's glaring now that it is not a virus, it's not a bacteria, so it's confusing people. And it tells me that this is probably an engineered virus. So, and the most probable fact is like the Chinese people engineered this virus for some reasons. Now, why they are doing that is a little bit unclear to us, but the closest thing we can see is that it might be the world power, fighting for world power, because obviously they can't fight the US man to man. They don't have what it takes to fight in terms of the military weapon, because US has the military weapon, they have the the intelligence in terms of the internet and everything. But so this might be just a smart way, I'm suggesting, for the Chinese people to attack US and bring them to their knees, and because this population here, every president will want to submit when it comes to people dying, population. Because now it doesn't make sense that China, actually the virus began from Wuhan, and only Wuhan is affected. Even the capital city of China, Beijing, is not affected by the virus, and other top cities there. Wuhan now has recovered, in just some couple of weeks and months, they've recovered. Life goes on properly. China is now working, everything is working in China, and the whole world is suffering from this virus. Now, particularly America is having over 100,000 cases now. That means something is wrong somewhere. So, the World Health Organization came up, and that was the 14th of January, or February rather. Is it February or January? I think January. And they told us that, they've done an investigation, and they discovered that the virus is not contagious from man to man. That was the investigation. The Chinese authority told them that this virus is not contagious human to human, but that is not true. So the question is, what went wrong? Was it like the Chinese people lied to WHO, or the WHO officials told us lies, and was it a mistake? I don't believe that was a mistake, and I don't believe like they didn't do their investigation well. I believe there's an undercover operation of which we are not made to understand. Because how would they tell us now that they discovered that there is no human to human transfer of the virus? And that is what is happening everywhere now, because this same WHO are telling people to get sanitizer, to get nose mask and everything. Why the sudden change? What really went wrong? I believe these are questions that they need to answer, and I believe these are questions that we need to ask. Why is it that most times when you hear coronavirus patients, it starts in every time they go to a new country to infect people, it begins with key and prominent people in those countries? I've asked the question, are you telling me now that the son of Atiku, for example, is not self-distancing, is not probably using sanitizers and using all this? Are you telling me that the governor of Bauchi State and all this, even the governor of Kaduna State, are you telling me that they are not taking preventive measures? Or probably in US now, or in London, all the celebrities who have been infected, or in Italy, the footballers who have been infected and people like that, are you telling me, and people who have been infected, are you telling me they are not actually using, they are not self-distancing? Okay, let's look at the case of USA, for example. Now, USA has announced a lockdown about 1 week ago or thereabout. You know, people are not moving. They promised them to send about $2 trillion to every house. Okay, so it's more like everybody stay at home. We're going to feed you, we're going to give you everything you need. So people have been staying at home, no real movement up and down. And yet the rate of, you know, coronavirus issues in US is running in thousands. Just under 1-2 weeks, this is multiplying. In Italy, multiplying. Now, what is really the problem? Because if you tell me it's self-distancing, I don't think so, because these guys are self-distancing and yet the virus is multiplying. So that means there is something happening. They're using these things as decoy. That's what I'm saying. That, are we sure that we are not being deceived? Are you sure that this same WHO that told us that it is not contagious on based on human to human, now telling us now, are they telling us the, okay, some people say yeah, the virus has denatured. The first point was that, you know, it was not, the fatality rate was about 2%, but now it has denatured and the fatality rate is now increased. Okay, who denatured it? Did the virus just denature by itself? Now, there are some things that we need to understand. Now, we are coming to now the spiritual perspective is this. Apostle Suleiman just came up with a prophecy and received this from God. He told us that he was praying about this and then, you know, thinking about it just like an attack and things like that. And God told him specifically that this is not an attack. This is the contest between world powers, China and US. And explaining the fact that, can't you see the fact that in the USA, in China, where it actually began, you know, they don't have much cases there again. So it's like this is a planned work. According to him, he said that God told him that this is, and he even told us that he's going to give the full broadcast in the final night, and which he did. And there's some startling revelation that he gave in that final night. I'd like you to go and get the video of the things that Apostle Suleiman said in that. Is very, very startling, talking about the hatred for Donald Trump and how people are, you know, from the background are just working against his government, and how China aims to disrupt things, bring US to their knees, force an agreement, and then how the whole new revolution is going to, what new order is going to come to being, and things like that. And shocking, he said that how people are actually contracting the virus is by going for testing. As they go for tests, they contract the virus. And they will develop a vaccine. And the vaccine will contain the virus also. So now, this thing is now looking like, okay. Is it like the man of God is seeing what we are not seeing? Obviously, he's a prophet. Probably seeing what we are not seeing. And that explains to me how this virus is traveling. Because if it's actually by testing that people are contracting it, of which he said that when they test it, it's like a balancing. When they test 5 people, some people will catch, most will be free. So to balance it so it's not suspected, which looks like a covert operation. Now, that tells me something, like it's explaining some things I don't understand. Now, I don't want to even base my, I just want to be neutral to all of this together and ask you a question. it doesn't add up. Now look at the ratios of all, they just brought out the top five countries infected by coronavirus. You had Italy, you have China, you have US has China had about 80,000 people infected and 79,000 people recovered, only 3,000 deaths. So, and that's just the largest. So you want to tell me that in just number of months, almost every, China had about 92% recovery rate, as against America, as against Italy. And we know that America has, at least, technology based, the doctors, the best of the doctors to find them there, the hospitals, the best. So now the question is, how come America are not getting it in this place? Maybe what Apostle Suleiman said is right, that people are actually contracting it through testing. Maybe the more they come out to test, if they are positive, the more they contract the virus. That's probably how it might have been spreading. Because there is no logical explanation to this. You come to Nigeria, for example, then people who are infected are governors, people who are infected are notable figures. And we have a market square, for example, now. Despite the social distancing and everything, people still rub each other. They rub each other. And yet we've not had people who have been confirmed tested for coronavirus in all these market squares. Yeah, someone will say yes because they didn't go for it. At least the symptoms have been given. Anyone who has contracted it, it will be on news media. There is no how it will be that the blogs will not carry it, that all this punch and all these papers will not carry it. There's no how, because a person that contracts coronavirus and has been confirmed, now that generally everybody will cause a stir that people will know. All the cases you've been hearing, you heard in Victoria Island, you heard in Lekki. That's the point that people are now saying, that maybe it's for the rich, like coronavirus is for the rich, it's like a sickness for the rich. Because it's not adding up. There is something, because it's like people who are normal are going for the test. They come back, you hear them say they actually have coronavirus, even though they didn't have any symptom before. And the best explanation to give to you is that it doesn't show after 14 days. Now, I started getting suspicious when they tell you, when they said coronavirus now is just like a normal sickness. It's just like a normal malaria, typhus, sneezing, cold. So it's not, there's no special thing. It's just like, then how can you have a virus that is just grouped to be a normal sickness? There is something that looks like it's not right here. Something looks like something is not right. I understand that the news media are actually, you know, purporting, propagating the death rate and everything, you know, and everything to make everyone look like as if, you know, you have come to the end of the world. But let me just ask you the question. Can you sense something that is wrong in this coronavirus issue? Can you sense something is wrong? Because I am sensing that something looks like it's not right. Looking at what Prophet, you know, Apostle John Suleiman said, and even a prophet of God in America says, he said, do not take the vaccine, because the virus inside the vaccine, and they will actually pay people. And he said some of these guys in America, celebrities who are confirming that they are positive, are not actually positive. These guys are paid to say they are positive, to encourage people to go for the test. And when they go for the test, they are infected. And that was a popular preacher on his YouTube page. He said that. Okay. Now my question is this: are we sure we are not being deceived? Are we sure that, you know, the media is not taking our minds to one direction, so that all this hidden agenda can now we just wake up one day and just say there's a new world order? I think we should be sensitive, and as believers, we should just take everything we hear hook, line, and sinker. Let's begin to check in our spirits. Pray, check in your spirit. Let God reveal to you the true nature of what's happening. Because what is happening now is relevant to God's plan for our lives and relevant to the end time agenda. So we need to be more sensitive than every other person. We don't need to be hearing everything from news media and take it hook, line, and sinker. Let us begin to ask ourselves relevant questions. So that's how we draw today's broadcast to a close. So, I'll see you later. God bless you.